This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Back at the White House, meanwhile, all the staff traveling with the president to Kenosha apparently got in the way of a planned meeting on whether to stay in or get out of the Paris climate deal. The meeting was officially postponed, the White House told us, because of travel conflicts, to be rescheduled in a couple of weeks, probably. But we do know there is some disagreement on the topic, because for all of the president's campaign talk about ditching the climate accord, there are some powerful interests that want the U.S. to stay in it. Among them, big coal companies, which think there is something to be gained from the global warming treaty. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one.
The CEO of America's third largest coal company, Cloud Peak Energy, wrote the president this month saying climate change is happening and urging the U.S. to stay in the Paris Agreement. The top two companies are reportedly on board, too. Kevin Book at Clearview Energy Partners says it's an acknowledgement that long-term, the world is trending low carbon.
If you're a coal company right now, you have to decide whether you're going to pick Trump or the trend. Trump has said he's going to revitalize coal demand, but the trend is towards emissions constraints.
You'd think that would doom coal, but there is technology to take carbon emissions and shove them underground. For now, though, what's called carbon capture and storage is too expensive. So coal companies are lobbying D.C. for subsidies. And staying in the Paris deal could bring international partners and customers. Benjamin Sporton heads the World Coal Association.
What's important about the Paris Agreement is that it helps support the international cooperation around carbon capture and storage. It helps support the technology transfer and finance, particularly for the developing economies.
All this has some traditional coal allies scratching their heads. Myron Ebel at the Competitive Enterprise Institute is a climate change skeptic who led the Trump EPA transition team.
There's no chance that they will be able to convince the world to send some more money to the coal industry for subsidizing research in a technology that is really a dead end.
It may be. Still, the coal companies would prefer a seat at the climate table than to be sidelined altogether. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.